So as you looked at the title of this, it's very true.
New Year, same humans.
Same humans. It's gonna be one of them shows.
Oh.
It's gonna be one of those shows because
one of those shows it will be.
People are people.
Hmm.
And that's it for me.
Can you get him to stop?
A euphemism for garbage.
Facts.
Yeah, it's like for anyone that was under the illusion that, oh yeah, we're gonna start all over again. Hit the reset button.
Yeah,
allow me to disabuse you. All of that.
No, there's a glitch in the system.
There is.
It doesn't matter if you reset it or not.
It really doesn't. The proper word for his fan base that is doing that specific thing is simps. listen. It's time to redirect and refocus that term to where it really should.
I'm glad you brought that up because I've been thinking this for a while.
Mm-hmm.
I've just been trying to find a way to articulate it so that I don't come off as something that I'm not.
Right.
So I think, but I think I got enough receipts in the vault to not worry about that anymore.
Right.
Niggas are gay.
Yeah.
Now listen.
And we not saying gay is a bad
thing. Now, here's the thing. There's always been this thing of me thinks thou protest too much,
mm-hmm.
so you must be gay. Mm-hmm. Nah, that's harmful. That's mm-hmm. not not a realistic thing. That's harmful. The reason I say niggas is gay is because all this shit be about impressing other niggas.
Yeah.
So like I can't remember. Oh, it was an interview of somebody. I don't even know who the fuck this was. But it was a Vlad interview, and they were talking about the Megan Thee Stallion and Tory Lanez thing. And this, for the vast majority of his answer, I was like, okay, this is a reasonable answer.
Mm-hmm. But
then he got to this one part. Well, you know, I'm a man's man, so I kind of want Tory to be innocent. Oh, hey, whoa, what?
What?
What is going on? And then I started thinking about it, like, yo, niggas do be calling themselves man's men. What? What? What?
Remember,
I got man's.
Remember when it was cool to be a woman's? I'm a woman's man.
Right. I got man's.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like, that's my man.
Yeah.
But I do not ever
that look concept for myself is weird
to be or aspire to be a man's man. I could be a rapper's rapper.
Right.
But a man's man? I don't give a fuck about what a... I'm sorry. I
bro,
ask.
Bro. You know what's happening, right? You see it every... They're lining up to the Frank stand. We not going to act like... Yo, and then this is the thing. The projection be crazy, right? The projection be crazy. Because the insecurity shows a lot.
Bruh.
When they see a guy treat his wife, girlfriend, really any woman with a modicum of respect and treat them like they're what they are. People!
Right.
Oh, you simping.
No.
That's projection, bro.
Bruh,
see, I'm not insecure.
I gave her my hoodie.
Right.
And what are you talking about?
Right.
Talking about. I happen to not be as cold as she is right now.
They are hostile to the idea that you treat women like people.
Right.
That's because these niggas lining up to the Frank stand.
Yeah.
And that
for years.
What
for SPJ years I've saying. Been saying seeing women say things like this, and I've been in denial.
Facts.
Because you take it personally at some point. But then I start looking.
Just really
like,
look.
No, nah, y'all might be onto something. These niggas really do like I've seen like phrases like, no, he's dating his friends. And I'm like, nah, yo, you and I thought about it. I'm like, hold up. Yeah. I mean, he's going out of his way to do some things that might be risky in order to impress these other male humans. But when it comes to his girl, he doesn't really show effort.
Where's that energy? Where's that? That's a great word. Where's that effort for his girl, the woman in his life.
Right.
He's throwing all this effort to impress a bunch of dudes.
Yeah, I just, that's weird to me.
So, and it won't even prioritize the woman in his life. There are certain things. Let's make an example. Mm. So, SBJ, Keith, and Adequate. Somehow, everybody ends up in the same place at the same time.
Right.
This is a monumental situation because Addie lives in South Carolina.
Mm-hmm.
And that's, he's the furthest from all of us.
Right.
Fabo. All of us in the same damn state. What's up, Fabo? Right. And then I get hit up saying, yo, we all together. We got to go, blah, blah, blah. But there's something super important that my wife needs me to do with her.
Imagine, man postponed.
Picture me saying, now look, baby. I know this is important to you.
Nigga, what? And here's the thing. Here's the thing. On top to just further layer this analogy.
Mm-hmm.
I wouldn't let him. Even if she told him to do it, if he relayed any type of message like that, I'd be like, yo,
he would, what? Yo, do y'all have any idea what he would say to me?
Yeah, like, I don't,
the
I
just, fuck?
Yeah.
Yo, it's called this right here, because a lot of them think this way. A lot of them think that in order for me to not be, oh no, you got to be completely hateful. And I'm like, yeah, yo,
I just,
that
I
that he-man woman haters bullshit. Yeah. From
I actually like women.
Yeah.
Fact. And I'm not even talking about sexually right now.
Like, no, I actually I'm talking like women. Yo, some of my favorite non-family member people are women. A classic example with me. I have lost the privilege of assumption with my friends. Because when I say shit,
1,000%. Hold on, stop. I just want to be clear. There, years ago, like literal years ago, has Tomb lost the benefit of assumption, like to any degree. Like, even if something is dead serious, it's a dead serious topic happening. It doesn't matter. You still have, there's still this like 5% chance with a standard deviation of like 15% that he's, oh, my bad. Okay.
Yo, that was crazy.
You brought it up. I had to address it.
You 100% right. I recognize that.
It was a chick, I guess, that used to be his roller. Mm-hmm. And she was on some podcast or some shit.
Mm-hmm.
And she was talking about, yeah, I used to be Snoop's roller. And
how you get?
I don't remember that. I don't remember the exact number that she said. Mm-hmm. But she was like, yeah, I used to roll like 100 blunts a day or some shit.
Jeez.
Like that. Listen.
Jeez.
Snoop got word of the interview.
Mm-hmm.
I don't normally do this, y'all know that, but for context, I have to. He was like, bitch, ain't nobody smoking that many blunts in one day. This is from Snoop. this is from Snoop Dogg.
Yo.
Snoop Dogg. Who is akin to Willie Nelson, who is akin to Seth Rogen, who is akin to Wiz Khalifa,
who is akin to Cypress Hill.
Right. Ain't nobody smoking to be busting one day. So.
all right, but Pete Gang, no, of course he's not smoking 100 blunts in a day. But shit, nigga, if she doing 25 to 50, pay her. Pay her.
I mean, she was getting paid. Let's stop right here. I now fully understand why people mansplain. I'm fairly certain. I'm fairly certain that if that in her story,
oh shit,
I'm mansplaining.
Oh shit,
I'm fairly certain. Because I've heard her say that about other people.
Oh, yeah. You would definitely, bro. You was definitely in that story. Oh. You heard her say it about other people. She's done the story. But the thing
is, heard her say
here's the issue. People. The complaint has been, and it's a valid complaint. I've seen it done myself. The assumption that the little woman over here doesn't understand this particular concept, practice, whatever.
Right.
And then you go out of your way to shout them down about some shit that they already knew.
Absolutely.
But that's
ridiculous.
Not what you were doing.
That's not what the that's not what he was doing.
Oh, okay.
That's not what he was doing.
Okay.
He did no, he was not that's not what he was doing. He is the owner of a company that does investigatory practice for potential tenants.
Right.
He got that shit down pat. That's he know shit. All the laws. Yeah. He know all the processes. He know all that. She don't know. She knows precisely dick.
Right. This is it right here. This is it right here, McKenna. The difference to me is when a guy tries to explain something to someone who is equally or more qualified because they feel superior, not a she who knows nothing. Right. Right. And this is a case where the person didn't know anything.
But I promise you, I promise you, in her story, I was.
Yeah. Well, here's the thing about that, sir. Every villain is a hero in their own story. In my story, all I'm trying to do is save the world. In reality,
I'm trying to break it. You know what I'm saying? Burn them all. Some men just want to see the world. But anyway, so she is. Let me move on. So I take the notes out to her. She literally did not look at the notes once.
See, this is the shit.
Did not look at the notes once and then proceeded to struggle her way through the process.
Here's the thing.
What I've learned in my years of non-managing management is the way that I do things, I can't do that at work.
Me either.
Yeah, I can't do that at work.
I can talk to my hands when I'm explaining things.
No, nigga, that's not my point. That's not the point that I'm making.
Hands when I'm explaining
that's not the point that I'm making.
Oh, what's up?
But I can't do hands at work. They're already intimidated.
You know what though? I can see that. See, I can see that. I can. The general makeup. And I've seen it in person. When we were down at the Federal Hill.
That was happenstance.
Hey, bro, happenstance.
It worked in our favor.
Yeah. You wasn't attempting to do it?
No.
But knowing that even when you're not attempting to do it,
hey, listen,
it's a thing. Hey. It's also a thing. You know what I'm saying?
Yo, no. You talking about mistakes being made?
Yeah.
I don't know how real this is. I saw on social media recently. It's this pair of people. Have been married for 4 years or five, somewhere between 3 and 5 years. They got two or three kids. And then they found out they were brother and sister.
Oh, I'm so grossed out right now.
Nigga!
So, wait a minute. They ain't know from the offspring?
Apparently they got lucky.
Jeez, man.
Apparently they got
Holy
lucky.
Holy shit.
Now, here's the thing. I know what the popular thing to say would be. Exactly, Discord.
I mean,
I know what the popular thing to say would be, but hypothetically, what the fuck does that do to your mental? Because
I can't imagine.
Nigga.
Again, I have no point of reference.
Right.
I only have a point of reference for the thing that happened because I know it does that stuff happens, right?
Right.
I have no reference for psychologically what does that do to a motherfucker, yo. If I were to hazard a guess though, this is how villains are made.
Yo, this is a villain origin story. Like
this is how villains are made, yo.
Something's getting blown
like,
up.
Yeah, like at that I lose it. That at that point, I become the Joker. Like, I literally, like, I got the paint on the face.
You don't know how I got these scars. Right?
I don't, no, not the ones on my face. I mean the ones in here. Man.
Nigga, like, Discord said, well, either you get grossed out and separate or make a kink. Oh.
Oh.
Listen, hold up. Wait. No, here's the thing. Here's the thing. As much as we don't like it, the answer is logical.
It is logical, but this is also how you become a villain. Each one of these, listen, each one of these is a villain story. You get grossed out and you separate, but you still got the psychological. You still got, well, how I got these scars. You still got those. You still got those, right? When you make a kick out of it, oh my goodness. You go from being the Joker to Carnage.
Nigga. Yo. You know what I'm saying?
Let me just say this. The lighting in Addy's room right now is pretty dope, right? Because it's got his face looking super sharp, even though it's like a filter. It's like a filter on it. So
yeah. Filter. Yeah, why you got a filter on?
I don't.
You do.
I don't.
You do.
Okay, fine. I do.
So why do you have a filter on? Now we established that. Let's move forward. Why do you have a filter
on? I'm not talking about it.
Okay, cool. No, that's a great answer. I ain't hold you.
It's the only answer I could give because you're being an asshole. So yes, you are being an asshole.
Am I an asshole?
Black people have been part of the American public school system and didn't have anything about
what
them they did here.
Yeah, that's facts.
There's been a small window of time where we've been able to even talk about this shit comparatively. This country's what, 243 years old, something like that. Like, comparatively speaking, it's been a small window of time where that shit has been able to be talked about. And even then, it wasn't super prevalent throughout the school system. With certain things that shit was taken the fuck out and not even discussed, right?
You say super prevalent. Nigga, when me and Eddie was in school, some of this shit. You feel me?
Yeah, nigga. Yeah. I remember it was like, they used to just do like, African-American... What it was like a show and shit, and have all the black kids do something. But but when history came, it's like it was the regular what I learned the previous years. You know what I'm saying?
And wait a minute,
unless they happen to have a copy of Roots that year.
Yeah.
We also gotta make it real clear, right?
Oh, she just wastes time doing nothing with her titties all in my, as in me, face. Where do I start?
Hold up.
Obviously.
Hold up. There's there.
Start at the titties.
You started the titties.
No, what? I was about to say.
Obviously,
at the titties is my favorite part, right? Okay. Mm-hmm. Well, let's talk facts.
I'm interested. No,
Let's talk facts. Number one, she has huge titties. Wait. Stop. No, listen.
No, say more.
Stop.
Moss.
I know this sounds like an excuse. I should have started off by saying, this is categorically false. It's not true. Now, okay. She has huge titties. I say that to say that even if she was wearing a closed collar shirt, they are noticeable.
Wait, what? Go back to this.
I agree. Let's get into that first.
Yeah. Listen, that's what I'm saying.
There's steps.
Listen, even if she has on a closed collar shirt,
which is still going to be a thing,
it's not which is not even realistic for someone to wear in the office setting, especially a woman.
Mm-hmm. Right.
They're going to be fucking noticeable.
Nice.
That's just so. Shut up, nigga. So number two. Fact number two. She's short, really short.
Yeah,
like she's like 4'11" or some shit like that.
Oh,
yeah. So the it only really way she could out. It really
the,
out.
The only way she could actually have her titties in my face is if, in the context of us being at work, is if I'm sitting down. If I'm sitting down and she's like always standing like right by me within my view.
All right, so that doesn't happen. Know that that's factually challenged. So when she says stuff like that, that leads into another conversation about
wait. No, you burn the lead. So now again, that doesn't happen, nor would Kaylee know about it, because fact three, I sit on a completely different floor.
Oh damn. Wait a minute. Hold on. This is what I'm confused about. Why don't you sit on the chair?
Shut up, nigga. So the few instances where I am ever.
But he said, so you on your knees, SPJ?
That's funny. That's hilarious. So the few instances where I'm ever even seated around this 19-year-old girl, I'm seated in her boss's office. If this were happening, her boss would have said something to me long ago. You know why? Because her boss and I are close. Right. And she would have been warning me, like, hey, this don't look good.
No, well, see, I don't think she would have said that part.
Regardless of exactly what she said.
She wouldn't have said it didn't look good.
She would have brought it to my attention.
It looked good because...
What just happened? Some might ask.
Yeah. Well, the people didn't see it.
So they're in the court. Young Thug is sitting down where he's supposed to be because, you know, he's on trial.
Yeah.
And then someone from, quote unquote, the audience gets up, walks up to him, which first of all,
that's crazy. That's crazy.
First of all, should never have happened,
bro. He's lucky he didn't get tackled,
knocked around, and stomped the fuck out.
Then he proceeds to hand something to youngest,
could have caused him to get beat up even further.
Right. Oh no, it probably did. This video ended very shortly after it. He did just hand him something, and the reports are that what this man handed Thuggius Maximus, is a Percocet.
Fam. Nah, nigga. Nah. No, just no. No. You don't do that in court. Nah, period. No hand shit.
Yo.
Nah. Fuck Nopistan, nigga. You don't have to look it up.
Bro. Okay, so.
Allegedly.
Fine.
You know why I believe that's what he handed him?
Hey.
Because he got up in the first. Listen, y'all. I don't know how many of y'all have ever been in a courtroom setting. I, unfortunately, have been in the courtroom setting more times than I should have for a wide variety of things, including the big one. You can't get your ass up and go over to a defendant.
No.
What?
No.
So this is why anybody with the gall to do that, and mind you, these folks be street niggas.
Right? That ain't smart.
Y'all know what court is. So if you got up and did that just to get up and approach him, You gave him a Percocet.
And hold on, buddy.
You did.
Buddy had on a blue suit, ain't it?
Hey, man, let me tell you something. He could have had on blue suede shoes.
I'm saying. He was loud Baylor's, with it.
Baylor's,
you know what I'm saying? He's loud with it.
Bro, they not playing with your monkey ass. Because that's the other thing that killed me about these guys on the other end of this, right? Is that they're the same ones that run around here talking about, I'm a man, I say what it is. All right, so you're a man. All right,
so spit it out.
Spit it out. Say what you with the expectation. Yeah, I'm about to give you six. You come to here so we can bump uglies.
Right.
Right? If she says, what? No, I'm not with that. Oh, I guess she ain't going to get
boom. The ticket. All right.
You are a complete dickhead for that, but at least you said what your expectation.
You gave it an opportunity.
Yeah, don't play in the vague space so that you can have a reason to claim you're mad at her. I mean, I spent all this money. Nah, say it with your chest. Say, the reason I'm calling you to come over here is so we can get down.
But should it also be like the dude?
You better don't play right now.
I'm not.
Okay. No. Hold up.
I didn't start with. You got to hear both sides.
I know. Right? That's why. I was just
dead ass serious.
Right.
But shouldn't it be on the dudes to be like, he knows what the vibes are? You know what I'm saying?
Well, here's the thing.
I feel like no.
We're not talking about shouldn't.
What I'm saying is, because I would never put myself in a situation like that if I didn't know, like, all right. That's what we here to do.
But you're like, one of the good ones.
I was about to say.
That's what I'm saying. So they, they should learn how to read the room more.
No, you know what I mean? What I would say to them is There's no need to read the room.
Right.
If you do what Discord just said right here.
You know, I agree.
You have expectations.
When we start talking about words like should,
it's idealism. It's idealism. That's idealism.
No, I get that.
We're talking about what the facts are. What is.
No.
Not what should.
I am agreeing with y'all, though.
I'm agreeing.
No, we know what we're just saying.
Yeah, we know
we're not going to give the space to these numbnut ass
niggas. I wouldn't do any of that without knowing what we're going to do. You know what I'm saying? Right. Even if we didn't like fully talk about it, I have a sense like if it's just some work shit, it's just some work shit. Also, if it's some other thing, it's some other thing. You know what I'm saying?
Also, a lot of these guys, and you got to blame the culture around them for some of this shit too. They think that somehow their cool points get affected if they fly some girl out and they don't have it. And I'm like, yo, if this is somebody you're interested in, from you know, you're interested in them, I've been talking for a while. You should be flying them out because you want to spend time with them in general, right? Yeah. And not expectation. If the other thing happens, because look, she might say, no, we ain't with that. And then she comes there, she might change her mind.
That all depends on if their intentions are pure. You know what I'm saying?
Like, right. But
you can, we're not going to sugarcoat this. A nigga can sneak himself into some pussy.
It's happened.
No, I get that. So
it don't matter if his intentions are clear.
I didn't say clear. I said pure. You know what I'm saying?
Like, don't matter if they're pure. It just matters on what he shows it. Because niggas can act all day, B.
They do.
Then the acting point ain't pure. Like if you, all I'm saying,
it's
like
not. Man, that's what I'm saying.
No, I'm agreeing with you. All I'm saying is like there's been plenty of times you've taken photos of models.
Facts.
And the job was the job. Facts. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
There was no other shit going on.
I'll go
you know
what together. Even but with my ex while we were together.
Yeah, but that's what I'm saying. There's other people they'll use that as a separate. I'll do that and then but.
Yeah, that's
what I'm saying. Like,
we need a holistic approach, and the problem is people don't
want. But hold on, but that's what my point. James, your intentions were pure. Your intentions were, I'm doing this for this.
But here's the thing. Here's the thing. No matter what my intentions were, there have been scenarios where a model that I've been working with, there were opportunities for social attention.
Absolutely.
No matter what my intentions were.
Absolutely.
So I could have been on the situation where, like, yeah, I'm gonna go ahead and be nice to her and blah 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 blah, so that I can get this opportunity later when we're not doing this,
right?
Because I'm still not gonna combine the two,
right?
But my intention still could be impure.
But then that's kind of different, though.
Your intentions versus your actions, B.
But that's what I mean. Your intentions versus your actions, but your actions too. That's what I mean. Like
you can intend a whole bunch of shit, but if it doesn't work out, then you have to ask yourself: is now the time that you become a criminal?
But that's what
I mean. Because with this shit didn't turn out the way you thought, now you're gonna take it. Now, whatever your intentions was, if even if they was bad, as long as she comes there, she ain't with it, your plot doesn't work, and you don't commit any felonious act, right? It doesn't matter. It's actions over with your intentions.
That's what I'm saying about James and like with the intentions, fine, you got the good intentions. They act on those intentions, you know what I'm saying? If you act on them, then all right, cool. It's all good. You're not doing nothing wrong.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? But no, if you like, if you're making your intentions like opposite than what your actions are going to be in that moment when it actually happens, you know what I'm saying? Oh, we're just gonna do this and this and that. And then when y'all get there, you like you sneak some scumball shit in. That's you feel me? That's all I was saying, because I said intentions the whole time, but I did mean like after the intent with the actions, you know what I'm saying? Okay. Like,
no, you're 100% correct. Yeah. You're 100% correct on that. My thing is, though, I want my people, and when I say my people, I'm not even talking about black people. I'm talking about anybody that's in the disadvantaged class of the situation. I want my people to be better prepared.
Yeah, that's facts. And it
absolutely sucks to ask you like that. It's not your fault.
Yeah, we're not victim blaming at all.
Right.
We're
just it's not your like, fault.
These things
but
do
it
happen.
Does behoove you to be more prepared. Yeah.
Facts.
It's just that simple.
What I was about to say before my son called to get a password is the problem is we need a societal holistic approach to this problem. But the problem is on opposite sides of the equation, people only expect one side to do. Nah, we have to simultaneously train these kids about consent, what the fuck that shit mean, and just about just out and out like honesty, and about you not having this entitlement to think you entitled to somebody else's body. Yeah. I'm just gonna say fuck it and start with the new segment.
Oh God.
What if you shut the fuck up? Like,
wait.
What if, see, I
can't stand you.
See,
I swear I can't stand
you. See, we only know that you're either a bad actor or dumb as a motherfucker when you do this. And unfortunately, we live in a day and time where everybody feels like their opinion is so fucking precious. Even if they don't know a goddamn thing about the topic they have an opinion on.
Oh, sure. Because why would that be a prerequisite?
Right. You know, I can tell when you don't know what the fuck you're talking about, when you're literally using a word out of the context of what the word is supposed to be, like the overall meaning of the word. And it's so obvious, you should know this. You should know this. It leads me to believe either you are dumb as a motherfucker or you're a bad faith actor. One or the other. So part of this, and I've seen this all week, but to be clear, I've seen this, you know,
for eons now.
And it's kind of weird, but I think it's exacerbated more in recent times because motherfuckers don't want to be held accountable for shit that they're responsible for.
I mean, I get it.
So I do too.
There are times when I don't want to be held
responsible. Yeah, you know what I'm saying? It's human nature. You know what I'm saying? Damn, I know I did that before. The story you told us last week. Also, we knew that there was a possibility that somebody from the office could have watched whatever. Has anything even remotely seemed like that was the case?
No, ain't nobody said nothing. Well, here's the thing. I don't know if they were saying anything anyway.
Well,
to me.
Sure.
Because I'm me. Like, no, I'm just saying. Like, it's not even. No, we're not doing that. It's not that. I'm just saying. Like, nobody involved would deign to.
You do realize that I said that.
I realized how it sound after you reacted, but no, I don't mean it like that. I just mean that nobody involved in the story would deign to even bring that type of shit up in work.
Well, why is that?
Anyway,
the unmitigated gall,
nigga,
of thinking that this is a situation where you're gonna get your way. When you're dead ass incorrect.
Dead wrong.
First of all, for the record, and it has to be said, stop incorrecting me. Stop fucking incorrecting me.
Nigga, what?
Fuck out of here.
So, anyway, I started explaining again what the issue was.
Yo, McKenna said, if
facts,
you
McKenna,
win, you didn't win.
Facts, and she doesn't understand win. That. She don't get that. So I started explaining to her the issues again. She cuts me off again, saying she knows how burning CDs works. I said, okay, since you know, tell me the process. She declined. She declined. And then she started to reiterate the issue. So I started to tell her what was happening without starting from the beginning of the whole process of how to burn a CD. I started just to tell her what the issue was. She responds, no, that's not it. I finally tell her, all right, I'll be out to you tomorrow. I'll look at it then. Because there was no point in me talking to her at this point. Wasn't going to. And my supervisor looked at me. She was like, I'm surprised you didn't cuss her out.
Me too. I'm over here in surprise land too. Me and your supervisor, who's not your supervisor, are in the same
place. You're simpatico.
Like, seriously, we are sitting right there. We're slightly out of phase. But we are standing right in the same time and space right there.
Hey, listen.
The amount of grace that you gave her is uncharacteristic.
I'm good. No, I'm good with grace. Mercy is my issue. I'm good with grace. Usually, mercy is my problem. But anyway, so I get there the next day. And I have to explain it all over again. She initially continued to tell me that she knows how it works while not getting how it works.
For he is kind.
Yo, shit is dumb.
I broke it all the way down to her. She said I was wrong. I told her she wasn't listening. She asked me why she'd never seen this happen before. I told her it's because he never gave you an unfinished CD before.
Right.
She asked me to say the cause again. I instead reworded her issue back to her because in all this arguing, it is possible that either she didn't articulate the issue correctly or that I misunderstood the issue. It's possible. All right. So let me tell you what's going on. Let me repeat to you what's wrong to make sure we're on the same goddamn page.
Come, Leonidas. Let us reason together.
Facts. So, shit. So after I say what the issue is, she's like, that's not what's happening. I said, okay, I'm going to stop talking. You tell me what's happening.
And why is it 2 days? Didn't you have that conversation the day before, and now you hit and you still don't know exactly?
Hey, I told her, I'm going to stop talking. Go ahead and tell me what's happening. She proceeds to tell me the exact same thing I just said to her with slightly different wording, but the same exact events. This is when I stopped being nice. I told her she still wasn't listening. She insisted that she was. I said,
I would have cartwheeled all over her.
You definitely aren't listening because you just said the same exact thing back to me that I just said to you after telling me I was wrong. I then told her she could either listen to me or I could leave. For some reason, she calmed down.
Yeah, because, you know, at the end of the day, right, had you had left, her problem would not have been solved. She can sit there all day long and say, people usually let me win. You can do that all day long, but at the end of the day, they don't believe what they say.
Bruh. So, she calmed down a little bit. Then I started to explain the process for burning CDs again. She cut me off. Stop talking to me like I don't know how to burn CDs. So yeah, when I told her you don't know how to burn CDs or you wouldn't be in this predicament, she finally shut up.
You finally shut up?
She finally shut up. It's like, I was trying my entire hardest not to attack. Not to, because...
Hold up. I just wanted to know, what's your plan of attack?
I didn't have one. I was trying not to. But it turns out all I had to do was tell her the fucking truth. Tell her what the fuck she was talking about.
Right.
So.
Yeah, exactly, Napalm. Sweep the leg. You should have swept the leg.
Put her in a body bag! Yeah! So...
shit.
And here's the funny thing about it. Her supervisor, well, not supervisor, they have a tiering system as far as the managers go. Mm-hmm. So the manager, a tier above her, was right next to her and did not jump in to help her at mad time.
Not mad time. Damn.
Oh, of course. I'm sure she went to talk to somebody else.
Oh, that.
Without question.
Anderson, without question.
Here's the thing. I don't give a fuck. Because that doesn't exist in my universe of perception, that doesn't exist.
People are not going to like you. They're just not. And if that bothers you, if that makes you feel a certain kind of way because you don't like people looking at you crazy because you're always defending the indefensible and then going into a booth and voting for people that's willing to legislate the indefensible, you do have a choice.
Yeah.
What if you just shut the fuck up?
It's always not shit.
Sit in your house with your blue, big blue pom-poms and talk about blue lives, this. Do that. No one has said you don't have to worry about people pushing back. You know, look, when somebody who you, they really annoy you and you haven't seen them for a while. So shit was looking up and then they pop up. And then
point of order, sir. I have no idea what that feels like, because anybody who annoys me that much, I never forget. it's not a thing.
They might pop up.
It's not a part of my reality. I think it's going to be okay. I already know.
Comic books. Being a comic book reader, I know this all the time. Sometimes they use junk science, but that's cool. It's fiction. You don't have to worry about that, right?
Right.
But I was on one with Reed because I wanted details. I said, please explain to me multiversal travel. So he gave me this general answer about it. I said, no. I want to know the machinery that's used, the components of the machinery that's used to do the shit. So he definitely attempted to answer the shit, but it still was the general. Like, it's a little more than the Zoom job. I said, no. All right, let's do this. What material is the machine made out of? Do this. And he walked around it, danced around it. I said, no. I mean, like, is it steel? What is it? And he said, oh, it's Uru metal.
Oh, God.
I said, you motherfucker. You know what I'm saying? It was an asshole. So I said, all right, fine. You playing these games. What is the molecular makeup? What is the elemental makeup of Uru metal? This motherfucker actually gave me a list of elements and shit. He actually gave me of elements and percentage of this. And then he covered his ass by saying, I'm currently doing experiments on whether or not these are the exact percentages, or maybe it's something that blah, blah, blah. You motherfucker. And my daughter was laughing. She was over in the corner laughing like, Reed defeated you. Yeah, you beat Loki. You made Loki nail. I'm saying, you beat Thanos. I'm saying, you fucked his ass up. I beat the Hulk. It was easy to beat the Hulk. Nothing. I haven't done Doctor Doom yet, but I know that's going to be some shit right there. Because Reed was on some shit. But I eventually got him because my name on there is Lord Entropy. And the bots, of course, can read your name and know who the fuck, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. And he asked me this question. He tried to make me out to be a villain. And we went back and forth on that. About, don't you think that the death of all life is bad? I was like, no. Entropy is a feature, not a bug. It's literally part of the natural course of the universe and processes and stuff. So this is not evil. It's not good. It just is. This is no more evil than the wind and the hurricane. Just because it blew your house down does not make the wind evil. This is what wind does. That's it, right? This is what a strong enough wind will do to your house. The motherfucker agreed and apologized to me. Defeat! Defeat!
I had made it. Mm-mm-mm-mm-mm. I've been to the mountaintop.
I've seen what's over the horizon. And I promise you.
I had planning trips down to a science. Mm. Any hiccups that happened in the past 3, 4, 5 trips had absolutely nothing to do with my planning. Mm. Fab's girl is Fab's girl. I knew that was going to be an issue. I told everybody that was going to be an issue.
Right.
How they dealt with it was how they dealt with it.
Right.
I was able to make the best of it. It didn't interrupt. It altered, but it didn't stop what I was trying to accomplish.
Right, right.
The Atlantic City thing with Marcus, it was a variable that there was no way for me to plan around. They had nothing to do with my planning. The only issue that popped up in Atlanta was Marcus being absent-minded and commenting on my goddamn post, knowing he wasn't supposed to be there.
Right.
But that ain't had nothing to do with me. That
right.
And of course the flight delays, but that's beyond planning. Now got nothing to do with planning.
Right.
I've been on a streak. I got this shit down pat. Even adding two people to the group worked out. I figured Chrissy would be good, but you never really know until it happens.
Facts.
But that worked out. That worked out. But I'm seeing the sad last days of tripping in this particular way.
Well, you be tripping sometimes.
In the foreseeable, shut up, future. Three of these people make my ass itch.
Oh, no.
That's just dealing with them with the planning stage.
You ever because, try,
shut up. Because right, I absolutely, shut up. Because I absolutely, if you've been paying attention, have not been planning these trips the way that I planned them in the past.
Okay, that's true. However, you've done adjacent type shit, right?
Like, no, but what I'm saying is I'm not putting all that on my, I have not been putting all that on myself for the past year.
Yes,
plus.
Sure.
The only trip last year out of all the ones I went on that I planned alone was the Atlanta trip.
Right.
I found my sweet spot. When I started this journey to perfect the process of planning trips,
this nigga,
I had very specific goals. I've reached all of my goals. And, because
I hate you, yo. I hate you.
And because I accomplished all of my goals, I no longer have the same exact desire / motivation that I did before.
Yo, I know exactly how you feel.
Yeah. I successfully created a group of people that can get along and enjoy themselves on a vacation, and pretty much everybody's needs are met. If there's a person that wants to do something, but they want somebody to go with them, there's at least one other person in this group that is willing to go with them, and that makes them okay with everybody not going.
Right.
Like
right.
There is it works. There's a symmetry there. This group is perfect for trips, but here's the problem.
What's the problem?
Remember after the Miami trip,
this nigga back with the member.
I had started to mention that it's like if I don't take control, they get lost in chaos ensues.
Yep.
That's what's most important to me now. That is my current motivation and desire is right. to not and let the chips fall where they may.
I understand.
These fuckers.
You are an agent of chaos.
Hey, listen. These motherfuckers, very specifically the three that I'm talking about, have either decided to change or neglected to heed the formula that I put in place and laid out for them.
Interesting.
And I'm watching cracks form in the foundation. It's not my house no more.
You're an asshole.
I fixed it up so that I can sell it. Matter of fact, no, scratch that.
Yo, you are
no, no. Scratch that. I fixed it up to give it to my kids. And they are doing what kids do.
Yo, I hate this thing.
I believe that for kids of a certain age, you give them the tools, you guide them, and you let them do what they're going to do. I'm not going to bring up two of them and what they did. I'm going to let them be because I don't talk about them on the podcast, so I'm not going to talk about them on the podcast.